Hello, everybody, and welcome back to First Gen Table Talks. I'm your host, Oscar Perez, and this podcast will be in honor of Black History Month, which by the time this podcast airs, it'll be just a few days before February, which is Black History Month. And to honor this month, I invited three very special guests.
Because I really couldn't be myself, especially being around the people I was surrounded with at Conway High, and especially with coming down here, it's kind of the same, I guess. But I guess coming down here has really taught me, like, don't be afraid to, like, be who you are. Because that's one thing about college, is that you're going to find you and who you are here at college.
I guess, like, being away from home, like,
yeah, especially also, like, pushes you to, like, without having your parents, who I love dearly, don't get me wrong. You get to be yourself here at college. It definitely shows you who you are, and you get to blossom out to be your own self.
I really found more of a sense of belonging here because similar to my high school and, well, similar to my grade school experience throughout the whole thing, I've gone to a PWI the whole time, and I'm not a PWI currently, but the difference between high school and now is that there are definitely a lot more Black people who are more welcoming and more who really feel like a family to me.
I grew up in West Memphis. All there was Black people. And coming here, I really had to learn to be by myself, to stand on my own and build my own community and not have them come up to me.
Well, I guess, like, for y'all, I guess, like, BSA is kind of just, like, a way to be around who have a lot in common with you.
Because
I feel like a lot of people who come here away from home, especially if they're out of state or, like, several hours away from home, because for me, LSO was that portal for me, you know, because it was a whole bunch of other Hispanics in that, and I guess BSA is like that for several other students as well.
BSA is really meant for African-American students to come together and feel safe, but, like, whenever I was in high school, I didn't have an org to where, like, I can just be myself, but whenever you're around your own skin color, you're definitely yourself and get to be you. I mean, you're comfortable around them, so you can kind of all act alike, I guess.
So, I mean, like, when people say, like, whenever you go to college, you really meet the people who are going to be your friends forever, or who are going to be your family. I guess that really holds true, especially, if you, like, apply yourself. You go to, like, all these different orgs and you meet these different people. You're like, wow, I really love it here. These people are amazing. They're just like me. Like, I can be myself around them without having to hold myself back from being who I truly am, you know?
Yes.
Being a student of color, was there any nerves or worries you had when you first came into college? If so, what were they and how did you overcome them? Or what are you doing now to work on them?
Now I'm really trying to put myself out there. I'm trying to like seek those connections, trying to make more connections so that later on I'll be able to like rely on those people and be able to call on them if I need anything. And I just really try to, just put myself out there instead of staying in my room and just being sheltered.
But I guess that also helps with, like, socializing skills, because that's, like, a big thing you need like, in the real world. At least that's what everybody tells me, you know. It's like, oh, you got to be able to talk to people if, like, you want to like, succeed. Mm-hmm. I guess that also really helps.
So for me personally, I'm a transfer student. I transferred from Grambling State, Louisiana. But my freshman year, I was very like in my room, very like, lonely and sad. So whenever I transferred here, I told myself to get involved. Definitely transferring from a HBCU to a PWI, I was nervous, very, very nervous. Only because I was feeling like I wasn't going to fit in or whatever. And then I found Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and I met my now sorors and sisters who were really close with each other now. And so it definitely taught me to really just be involved.
I know coming to Tech, I was so scared because I was never used to being around a lot of people that were not Black. So what I learned to do was like just come out of my room a lot, just hang out with people I know, like people I didn't know, see how they were acting, see if they wanted to hang out, just build connections.
So but like how was that process, I guess, like kind of like what were your thoughts like when you went from being going to like West Memphis and then like coming here and then there being like just like a whole different variety, because it's not just like white people anymore. It's not just Hispanics, Blacks, it's also people from out of the country as well that are coming here. So how's that transition for you, like I guess what were your thoughts?
My thoughts was I have to get an open mind, because I was a closed-minded a lot. Had to open my mind a lot more and accept a lot of things I was used to. So it was like things that was new to me, I was like, okay, I have to accept it because I can't do anything about it.
And I guess like the normal for you was like the weird or like different for others. Yes. And then the normal for others was like the different for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, personally speaking, I think as a student of color, there's a lot we come into college worried about, especially like being a first generation student. I think all that fear and worry that we have like when we come like to college, I think it ends up casting a shadow over the true beauty of us even coming to college. Mm-hmm. So, what are some things that you think Black students should be proud of for even being here and attempting college?
That's the main thing. They should definitely be proud of themselves for even trying to come to college. Yes. Yeah. And even more, if they make it throughout the entire time and are able to walk across that stage, I think that is such a beautiful thing, especially in our culture, because it's really like a stigma to actually go through college. Mm-hmm. People don't think you can actually make it, and they don't think you're capable of doing it. And so to be able to walk across that stage and show people that you are successful and that you are very much capable to do what anybody else can do.
Pretty much what she just said. Yep. That's literally the main thing. Like,
yeah, I think that goes for like a lot of people as well. I guess we all come from like very different backgrounds, whether like, you're Hispanic, even not just colored, but like if you come from like a low income household and you don't have all these other things that people have, like you don't drive like the newest model, like Range Rover or something like that, it's like, people like will doubt you. They'll see you differently. They'll be like, well, I have all this going for me, but like, what do you have? Well, I have the passion. I have the drive. Put in the work, I put in the hours, and I'm here doing this now, and now I'm about to walk across the stage and do what you did, but I overcame way more challenges and stuff. So I think that's a very like beautiful thing about it. So it's most something all y'all should be proud of, not just being from like a colored background, but also being a first generation student, because that's you're doing this for the first time in your like family and like your lineage, like you're the first person to do this. All three of you are very empowering people who people also see as a leader and tend to follow behind and support. But the question I have for you all is, before y'all graduate and leave your legacy behind, do y'all have a specific goal or impact you want or would like to make on the Black community here at Tech before y'all leave?
I want to pull them out of their shell, and I want them to feel comfortable and have, like, I want them to know that their people are here and they have people here who care about them and who want to hang out with them. And right now, you see a lot of Black black people around campus, mm-hmm. but in their own little groups.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want us to come together as a community and hang out with each other.
I think you're making like a really good point, because I think it's not just black people, but I think it goes for just about anyone.
It really does.
I think it's like we come to college and we're like, oh, I'm finna like, or like some people are like, oh, I don't know, I'm just gonna stick with people that I want to stick with. Mm-hmm. And then whenever you come to college, people ask you like, oh, what kind of groups are there? And it's like, it's kind of like the same way it was in high school. Like,
yeah.
The athletes with the athletes, mm-hmm. like Hispanics with the Hispanics, mm-hmm. blacks with blacks, and then like just all these different like stereotypical cliques and stuff. They still exist, but I think like you make a really good point. Like, mm-hmm. like I said, like we need to kind of just like expand that, so that way it's not just we're with only one type of like one group of like yeah. people, you know. It's mm-hmm. like a variety of people, more diversity, you know. But I yeah. feel like Tech does like a pretty good job of doing that. I feel like a lot of people like mix in with each other whenever, wherever. Yeah. So yeah. I think Tech does a pretty good job of that, mm-hmm. but I feel like that's a really good point to make.
I mean, like going off what Haley said, us all coming together and seeing them come out the shows, I will really, really love that too. Also for the D9, I would love for us to get more of us here on campus besides Zeta Phi Beta and Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, because I don't know, I feel like not saying we'll have more people come together more, but I feel like instead of just having two D9 on campus, more African American students want to come out of that and everything. So, but definitely like having more African American students know that we are here, and obviously we don't bite, but like at the same time, like some people can be like, I don't even want to say afraid, but like they just be scared.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're sweet, we're funny, we like to have fun, we're gonna have a good time, you're gonna see us dancing. So like at the end of the day, I want them to know that we are here and we're here for you. Like, we're here to talk, we're here for you to make friends. Like, I'm, if you know me well, people know that I talk a lot, I really do, and I love to be around people. Like, that's genuinely my, I love being around people. So I want them to know that like we are here, and even after we graduate, we're still gonna be here. You're still gonna have people who gonna want to talk to you and be a friend.
I know when I joined SAB, my main goal was to show other black people on campus that there's somebody's in your corner wanting to help you out.
Yeah.
Just reach out, I'm here, I have Instagram. But the goal is to get everybody to come together as one, just be a community as one person.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I think you also being like on the executive board for like probably the biggest like student org yeah. on campus, mm-hmm. like SAB yes. is like the student org. Like, if you're on the exec board, you're him, you're her, mm-hmm. whatever, you know.
I'm
and I think you being on that is like definitely a good representation, and like shows like real leadership, because you're showing, I guess, other people in your community that like, if I'm on here, you can be here too. Yes. You know, mm-hmm. anything's possible. Don't just think like it's only for this like group of people, or like it's only meant for like these people that I see all the time like around campus.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like it's for anybody and for everybody, and so you should give it a shot. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really, really cool of you. I guess my last question for y'all is, what is one piece of advice for other black students here at Tech that you think they should know that you wish you knew?
Well, I know for me, I guess one thing people told me was literally get out your room and don't be afraid. And this is more like college advice in general too, because I know a lot of people struggle with that. But like definitely like get out and don't be in your little corner, because you're here for college for a reason, is to get them grades, because we're going to graduate and we're going to try to graduate with, you know, them good old high GPAs. But at the end of the day, you're also here to have fun, you're here to find your people. So definitely just get out and have fun. And even though like the first week of school is gonna be, I won't say rough, but it's gonna be a little hard because you're not gonna know nobody here, but once you literally find your people, the second or third week of school, you'll be just fine, because you're gonna eventually find your people and your crew, and then you'll start hanging around with them, and by the next month y'all gonna be really close, or at least getting really, really close.
And I agree with that, because college is definitely not something you want to go through alone, because
mm-hmm.
there is 100% going to be times when your schoolwork is just towering over you, you're just flooded with work, and just simply seeing your friend's face or sitting in their presence is gonna make all of that feel so much better.
Yes.
Like, even just sitting there doing homework together, y'all don't even have to talk, mm-hmm. y'all can just be in the same area doing homework. It just makes it so much better that you're not going through it alone.
Yeah, especially with your earbuds in. You'd be at a table, have your earbuds in, y'all just together, and then somebody's talking, you'd be like, huh, what'd you just say? Oh, my bad, I have my earbuds in.
Thank you all for joining us here on First Gen Table Talks, and thank you for you three for joining me today. Is there any upcoming events within the next month, since it's Black History Month, that y'all want to promote, or maybe you want to promote your social media?
Well, we have our kickoff coming up.
It's on February 3rd. It's at 12 o'clock at Doc Bryan, either Rotunda or Courtyard.
Just keep a look out on the flyers. Keep a look on the Instagram.
It's ATU_BSA. We will definitely be on there putting our events, any flyers, any information you need to know about our Black History Month events.
Yeah. Another one that I'm really excited for is we're doing a Soul Train line dancing class. Mm-hmm. So that will be at 7 p.m. at the Union. So it's going to be really, really fun. Sincere Ryan, aka my roommate, my friend, she will be teaching that class. And if y'all know her really, really well, she is a great dancer and everything. So we're going to have a really, really good time.
Y'all be there. Check out their Instagram and stay updated if you're interested in joining them as well. Yes. I'm sure they're more than welcome to have you, because even though BSA stands for the Black Student Association, it's not just limited to Black students.
Anybody is welcome. Feel free.
You're very much inclusive. And please make sure to check out our social media platforms on Instagram as well as Facebook. On Instagram, we are at ATU First Gen, and on Facebook, we are Arkansas Tech University's First Gen Student Experience. Our office is located inside the Student Involvement Center in Dock Brand 171. Don't be scared to come by.